to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. And my name's Bob Arthurs. Merritt Assembly of God's been around. In fact, just yesterday, we were celebrating our 69th anniversary. There is not one person at Merritt Assembly of God that was there 69 years ago. So it's a complete 100% turnover since that time. We spent last year painting the building, renovating the sanctuary and stuff like that. And one of the things that we did yesterday is, you know, our goal is to be a blessing. And so what we did was we took up a special offering for a church in another country that needed some help with their facilities. I want you to know the kingdom of God is bigger than your local congregation. And that is a truly wonderful thing. And the body of Christ is supposed to mourn with those who mourn. It's supposed to rejoice with those who rejoice. It is supposed to help people in need when we can and when they have legitimate needs. We are to be a blessing. And I think it is time that the world saw the church that Jesus is building be the blessing that Jesus intends for us to be. So we are on to year number 70, and we are very excited about that. Already making plans now for what is going to take place next June, should the Lord tarry. I want to say thank you again today to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They are based in Rockledge, Florida, right here in Central Florida. They travel all throughout the county, all the way from the southern end to the northern end, and they have been providing services and professional sales, repairs, for air conditioners, heaters. If you need your heating system repaired, I've got good news for you right now. Just open up your window when it's 90 degrees out there. That house will heat right up for you. Air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential and commercial settings and provide emergency service when necessary. When you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, because they will provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program when you call, and that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So we're going back to Proverbs chapter 31. Thought that I would have gotten through with this by now, but the clock keeps getting away from me. I told in my congregation several weeks ago, we had a guest speaker on Pentecost Sunday, and I told them that I had to go to the doctor's office, and they put me on the scale. Wasn't prepared for that. Really thought I was going in there for something different, and they put me on the scale, and I told them their scale lied. It had a number, and I don't think that the number that their scale reflected was accurate. I mean I had on, you know, some 4.5 pounds of clothes. That doesn't help the number, but the number has gone down since then. But told them that when I went there, that scale lied, and then the speaker got up there and he said, as he was preaching, he said, "I, you talked about the lion scale. I'm talking about your lion clock," because his time was already gone. So Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 6 says this: Give strong drink to him who is perishing and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Today, I mean, that's verses 6 and 7. I am going to talk to you about the people that the Bible says drink, intoxicating drink, poisoning drink, things that are not good for your system. I'm going to tell you the four groups of people that the Bible says here do that. I'm going to tell you why the Bible says they do that. And I'm going to tell you a better solution than going out and getting plastered. Before I get there, let me tell you, my wife and I, we had two kids when we first came to Merit Assembly of God. We had another child after we came to Merit Assembly of God. They're all adults and grown now, so that gives you a little window shot into my age demographic. But when we came, I was working retail, so this is pre-1996. And the retail store was closed on Easter Sunday. We had church Easter Sunday, and there was a surfing festival over at the beach. And so we went down there, and we had never walked down to the pier or anything like that. And when we walked down there, we saw things we had never seen before. I remember watching somebody having alcohol gravitationally fed into them. The person stood up, raised his hand straight up in the air, and promptly fell back and collapsed. And I'm thinking, what in the world? I see, even when I was in high school, I never understood why people wanted to go out and drink something that was going to cause them to be absolutely nauseated, sick, and having to throw up into the toilet bowl. I never understood that. But it's a reality. It's a reality that's propagated by the world. I'll tell you two reasons why they promote it. One is they want to take your resources. They want you to spend your money with them. And the second is they want to control you. They want to control you. They're not really interested in whether or not you end up arrested, drunk, passed out. They don't really care too much about the social consequences of it. They just want to control you. Now, the Bible here says, give strong drink to him who is perishing. So the first person, or the first type of individual that the Bible talks about that is prone or susceptible, not everybody does this, is a person who is dying. And, you know, so if you're on the battlefield and you're wounded and you're dying, you know, that there can be some numbing effect in that. To a larger extent, all of us are physiologically dying at some point in time. You are going to have an appointment with eternity. I don't care what age you are. I had heard a speaker while we were at district council, and he said that he double-checked the statistic right before he came, and the mortality rate for human beings is one person or two people shy of 100%. Guess, yeah, Enoch and Elijah, even Jesus died. Two people shy of 100%. Out of 7 billion people on the planet and all of the billions that lived before them. Everybody is dying. And if you are dying without Jesus, alcohol just numbs you to that reality. A lot of times people hear the doctor say something that they don't want to hear that lets them know that their threshold for eternity is much closer. Sometimes that causes them to get really serious about their relationship with God. Rather than just laying down and taking a death sentence and trying to just escape the mind-numbing reality of it, can I suggest you do this? Give your heart to Jesus. Have faith arise in your heart and pray, God, no matter how many days I've got left, I want to live them for you, and I want to administer justice to as many people as I can. I've known a lot of people who did a lot of fence building. They made a lot of things right simply because they knew that they were getting ready to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and they wanted to make sure that they had taken care of themselves spiritually and that they had also dealt with family members as well, or friends, whatever it might be. The second person, it says, is give wine to those who are bitter of heart. Who are bitter of heart. The truth of the matter is that we live in a very, very difficult world. It is hard. The second reality is because we live in a difficult world, because we live in a fallen world, fallen people treat other people badly. I wish that people didn't treat you badly. Almost as much as I wish that they didn't treat me badly. I'm joking. I literally told that joke in my head before I put it out there. I don't want people to treat you badly. I don't want them to treat me badly. And I don't want to treat people badly. And I don't want you to treat people badly. But the truth of the matter is people do ungodly things, horrible things, and if we're not careful, the root of bitterness will grow up inside of us. Bitterness will disqualify you from ministry. Bitterness will not make you better. Bitterness makes you a perpetual victim. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Bitterness makes you a perpetual victim. If we choose bitterness over forgiveness and over reconciliation, then you can understand why the writer of Proverbs here says, go ahead and let them, you know, partake of wine and drown their sorrows and all of that. Somebody told me recently, said if you play a country and western song backwards, your dog comes back to life, your wife comes back, and your truck isn't stolen. I grew up with a country and western radio station transmission tower 1 mile due north of my house. I could, when you picked up the phone, you could hear the country and western songs, and you know everything was a woe is me, you know, all of this sort of stuff. I had a lady tell me one time, she said, honey, if it ain't country, it ain't gospel. You know, she liked her country and music and the crossover to Southern gospel and stuff like that. I didn't necessarily get that gene, but, you know, a lot of people like that sort of stuff, but they like to celebrate their victimhood. their misery. And I'm not diminishing the fact that bad things have happened to you, but let's be honest. Everybody has had some bad things that happened to them. Bitterness does not come because we had something bad happen to us. Bitterness comes because we did not respond to that bad thing by bringing it to Jesus and having him heal our hurting heart. Don't let bitterness. If you're bitter, you can try and drown your sorrows, but I will tell you this, all it is going to do is make the pool deeper. I know people that have gotten paid on a Friday afternoon, and by the time that the sun arose on Saturday morning, they had already drank their entire paycheck. They drank their rent money. They drank their grocery money. They drank their bill, their utility bills. They drank all. They didn't have money for anything. People choose to make the problem worse. Here's a word of advice. If you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Stop digging. Don't make it worse. Okay? It's bad enough if you've got relational issues, but if you've got relational issues and financial issues, that makes it worse. If you've got relational issues and financial issues and car issues and spiritual issues, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're not meant to go through this alone. You're meant to believe in Jesus Christ and to live in harmony with other disciples, that Jesus says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. Don't let bitterness rule your heart. The next person says, let him drink and forget his poverty. This might be a newsflash for some, but the system of Babylon, the system of Mammon, wants to keep you impoverished because the borrower is servant to the lender. That's the Bible. A lot of people have different mindsets and things like that. And I will tell you that the borrower is servant to the lender 100% of the time. Merit Assembly of God is debt-free. We are debt-free on purpose. We have things that we put on the charge card, but every month we pay that charge card off completely and thoroughly and wholly, because we want to make sure that we are liberated from any strings or strongholds or bondages that might hinder us from being able to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you look around and you see the economic system going in a direction that you don't want it to go, then I have a word of wisdom for you, and that is this. Set yourself free from financial bondage as quickly as you possibly can. Okay? Doesn't mean that God can't take care of you in good times and God can take care of you in bad times. He does that. He shows that in Elijah's ministry when Jezebel, or when he told Ahab, it's not going to rain for 3 years until I say so. God can take care of you, but we've got to be smart. We need to be biblical in our finances. That means not only our giving, but in our indebtedness. There are a lot of people that are leveraged well beyond what they are capable of sustaining. And at that point in time, you are susceptible to being victimized financially over and over and over again. con artists or what do they call them? Scammers. What they do is they will victimize you the first time, and then they will contact you and say, oh, we're here to help you to make sure that you don't get scammed again. And then they get scammed over and over and over again. I know one person loosely, not here in Florida, but I've heard that they've been victimized multiple times just because they're so susceptible to believing whatever these people tell them. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed. I really do. If you would have told me that in 1992, when we came to Merit Assembly of God, if you would have told me that we were supporting 55 missionaries, I would have had a hard time believing you in 1992. Because at that point in time, we couldn't support one pastor, much less 55 missionaries. But whenever you start listening to God, obeying God, he's going to turn that financial situation around. But I will tell you, if you are poor, I want to encourage you to get in the book. If your system has failed you over and over, repeatedly and often, try it God's way. Try it God's way. Do you know that honoring God with his tithe and your offering is one of the only places in the scripture where God says, prove me in this and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you don't have room enough to contain? I want to tell you, don't just try and drown your poverty in intoxicating drink, but instead change your heart attitude towards God so that you can experience justice in your finances, blessing in your finances, and you'll be able to treat your creditors with justice. I know one person that said, I just want to praise God so much because we had creditors and we just told them we weren't going to pay them anymore. And so they just said, okay. And it's like, I'm glad you're free, but you know, the Bible talks about that we need to make sure that we pay those debts. The last one here is, and remember his misery no more. So we've talked about people who are dying, who are bitter, who are poor, and now we're talking about miserable. Do any of those four sound like a desirable situation for you to be in? I don't know anybody that is looking forward to being at death's door. You know, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. That's the reality. Now, let me tell you, you don't get to set the appointment of when you die. Jesus does. God's ordered your steps and directed your path. He numbered your days. So while you're here, live and fulfill your purpose. And don't allow the devil to prevent you from doing that. Certainly, you don't want to live your life bitter. I don't know if you've ever been around bitter people, but most of the time people aren't volunteering to be around them on a regular basis. I don't know anybody that is saying, you know what, I just need to be poor all my life. A lot of people are looking to the lottery in order to change their financial status. I've heard it said that the lottery is a government-sanctioned tax on the poor. Okay, so you want blessing, not luck. Here it says, remember his misery no more. A lot of people are miserable, and so they are looking sometimes to substance abuse to try and make them forget how miserable they are. I will tell you this, miserable people want to make other people miserable. It's what they do. It's what they're comfortable with. So there is an entire multitude of industries that are out there. substances being one of those industries that want to help people escape from their misery. So you've got Hollywood that wants to make you see how miserable fictitious people's lives are so you feel better about your situation. But then you come out and you still got the problems facing you. Sports used to be a place where you could go and escape from the misery that day-to-day sinful society had to offer, but that has become so politicized that even there you can't go there and escape your misery anymore. But I will tell you this. You can still go to Jesus. You don't have to go to the bottle. You don't have to go to virtual reality. You don't have to go to some, melodramatic presentation. You don't have to go to a sports center. You can go to Jesus, and Jesus will change you. He turns your mourning into dancing, turns your sorrow into joy, and he does it in such a way that you end up putting on the garment of praise, and you find yourself entering into his courts with thanksgiving. Suddenly you find yourself going places that you never went to before. I just had a prompting in my spirit to say, some of you that are listening are bitter, and you've got an addiction to alcohol or drugs, and you're miserable, and the devil is trying to keep you in a place because he knows that God has a better place that he wants to bring you to, a place of victory, a place of overcoming, a place of freedom where you can fulfill your God-given purpose, and the devil is doing everything he can to hem you in. People looked to a king here in Proverbs 31, not to be an example to them that they were hopelessly and helplessly never going to achieve what this person had, that they were going to be dying, bitter, poor, and miserable. That's not why God gave them the king. He gave them the king to say, look, if God could take me from being a shepherd and make me king worth billions, he can do a blessing in your life, because what he's done for me, he can do for you. I hope today you'll choose Jesus and his blessing over any other choice. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Strikes, keep me from harm.